And let's take a moment now to remember a New Orleans grocery and the life of the man who ran it. In 1937, New Orleans got its first self-service supermarket. This concept was catching on across the country. Customers no longer had to point groceries to goods on shelves back across the counter. And in New Orleans, Zapardo's Economical Supermarket became a hit.
That's the first place I shopped when I was 18 years old.
Janine Paris lived behind Zapardo's. She moved to the area with her new husband.
I was married very young and filled a basket with a broom and a mop and a dustpan. I bought pork chops. I bought ground meat. My goodness. All of my necessities to start a house.
Janine Paris and other patrons called the market's owner, Mr. Tony. Anthony Zapardo started his business on the same corner lot where he once hawked fruit as a boy. Over time, his corner in the Gentilly neighborhood became one of the city's busiest. And then Hurricane Katrina hit. The area flooded, and the store's roof was blown off. Peter Zapardo helped his father evacuate and then decided what happened next.
My dad, we say he was the heart, the soul, the conscience for everything that we did. Even after he retired, we asked him for his opinion and his input. But I really did not tell my dad about the decision to take the building down until the absolute last possible minute. You know, this, you got to remember this. He had invested almost 80 years in that building, in that site, in that business.
6 months ago, bulldozers razed Zapardo's Economical Supermarket, and last week its founder, Anthony Leo Zapardo, died in his sleep at age 93.
There have been a lot of really wonderful, kind things people have said about my dad, but a couple of things that stick out were how many just regular customers made a point to let us know that he touched their lives.
Only a handful of large supermarkets have reopened in New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina. People there still have trouble buying food. We can tell you that Anthony Zapardo's second store is still open for business in the suburbs in Metairie. That's where patron Janine Paris was shopping, 10 miles from home.
As long as we know we have a grocery store that's going to cater to us and going to find the things that we need, this is where people are going to come to shop no matter where you live.
The Zapardo family tells us they would like to rebuild their first store, but like many people in New Orleans, they're having trouble getting insurance.